Hi, and welcome to Taking Care of Business. I'm your host, Julie Bissonnette, and today we're coming from the Hunters Bay Radio Satellite Studios in Bracebridge. And joining me today is Elka Schultz, artist, registered psychotherapist, EMDR. I mean, you've got a long list of letters behind your name, Elka, so thanks for joining us here. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, thanks,
good.
Julie.
Yes. Well, thanks for being on the show with us today. And I know we have a lot to talk about. Just to, you know, kind of go back to you and I, we met many, many years ago, and when you were doing art classes, and I won't say what year, but it was quite a while
it
ago.
It was a long time ago.
And you've really evolved since I first met you. You've, you know, done a lot of schooling since then, and really kind of expanded your, you know, business, not just your creativity, but, you know, everything that you are focusing on right now. So I just want to talk a little bit about that.
Sure.
and kind of your journey. So so really you're a registered psychotherapist. That's one of your, I guess, your titles.
Yeah.
And also a certified EMDR therapist in Canada and the U.S., and still you still do a lot of expressive art consulting as well, is what I understand.
They all they sound like they're separate, though they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think, you know, you asked me before, you know, how did some of that piece start? I've always been creative and intermodal, and I've always been interested in, you know, writing, painting, beading, gardening, cooking. I just need to do things and make things. I love fixing things, all that. So it all fits. And the interesting part with art therapy and expressive arts therapy, I came to that after I produced my book.
Mm-hmm.
I learned the expressive arts world and that there was actually a degree out there. And so I went back to school. And I really just did one semester at a time. It was just so daunting for me. However, that's how I did it. And then I knew I needed to get my master's, so I went ahead and did that. And then what I was noticing in my expressive arts therapy practice, and, you know, at one point we can talk a little bit about that, what I did notice is that it is about neuropathways and stimulating the brain in a different way. And a lot of people think it's just play, or it's just art, and I put that in front there for a reason, because a lot of people don't put a lot of value on that soft, I call it a soft skill, and it's a skill that actually changes our worldview, because it's our perception, it's how we relate to the world, and it really does change people, how they look at the world. So then going right into the neuroscience of it is your neural pathways do change, and they get stimulated in a way that other things don't stimulate the brain the same way. So it's really fascinating for me. And so working with a lot of trauma people, I was actually sending them away to do EMDR because I had had that experience. I had two car accidents pretty close together quite a few years ago, and had the benefit of EMDR. And sometimes the brain gets stuck. And the two, actually, what I found worked really well together. Though I thought, why am I sending people out of town? It didn't make sense to me.
When you can do this.
Well, yeah, so that took another 3 years to get that certification.
So can you explain what EMDR is to our listeners?
Sure. Okay. It's eye movement, reprocessing, and desensitization.
Mm-hmm.
Probably said that wrong because I switched things around. But anyways, 40 years ago, Francine Shapiro, she discovered it and wrote her, her doctorate thesis on it. And it became very famous for the veterans in the States. So a lot of people equate EMDR to a post-traumatic stress and the Vietnam veterans.
Okay.
It was it became very famous with helping the veterans where a lot of these veterans were stuck. So that's where it became well known. The other thing, which is kind of funny, and Francine at this point, she's still alive, wishes she didn't call it that because it has very little to do with the eyes.
That's what I was going to ask you next.
It doesn't. So it's actually very simple. It is bilateral stimulation. So it stimulates left and right hemisphere. Mm-hmm. And that's the interesting part because they really can't explain exactly what it does in the brain. It does get the brain to unlock memory. So where someone is traumatized and has a very high disturbance in the memory can bring that disturbance to just a lousy memory. So that's what it's really beneficial. And I tend to use them when I need to. Mm-hmm. So not everybody requires EMDR. Some people are happier with art therapy. Some people would prefer talk therapy.
Right.
The client's very individual. So we talk about the possibilities and how do we do this. Mm-hmm. So yeah, everyone's different.
Interesting. So obviously you went to school for quite a few years to get to this point in your life. But no, I mean that's a challenge in itself, right? And just and a great accomplishment, obviously.
Well,
so,
thank you.
Yeah. So how many years did you have to go to school to achieve these degrees?
I think 7. Okay. I've lost count at 7. Yeah. Well, it's interesting when you say, like, I'm a lifelong learner and mm-hmm. I'm creative, so, and I'm always looking at. You know, how can I tweak this? How can I be better at this? And I think looking at the therapy is looking at those pieces that made sense for my practice, for here, the work that I want to do. So, yeah, I feel like, and last year I got my last accreditation. It's okay. An international accreditation, and that's the Registered Expressive Arts Consultant Educator. So mm-hmm. and that feels like that's okay now, you know, I can mm-hmm. take a rest.
Yeah good. I hope so.
Well, not, and it's not really a rest, so anyways, a rest with that stuff for now. I still take courses, I still do a lot of reading, of course. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, it's ongoing learning. Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Right. So I went on your website, just so you know.
And, yeah, thank you.
Which it's a phenomenal website. And there was something in there that said the profession of psychotherapy is now recognized in the province of Ontario.
Yes.
So has that been something that is fairly recent or?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Actually, this is really interesting because when I started my journey in getting going back to school, and that was with the International Studies in Toronto. Mm-hmm. They used to call it ISIS, but they don't anymore.
Oh, I guess not.
No. anyways, yeah. And our neighborhood dog is called ISIS. I mean, go figure. Anyhow, they did prepare us, and they ran the program like a university program. So okay. Everything was accredited, noted. We had to have, you know, certain hours of supervision. All these hours were documented in preparation because this college to recognize psychotherapists in Ontario, that's been, wow, on the go since, I'm guessing, 2002, maybe 2000. It's been a long time. They thought it would go a lot quicker. However, the reason for that is that what they want the consumer to be comfortable with is that when somebody is registered, that they have done their work, that they've got their training, they've got done their own personal work, that they're accountable, mm-hmm. that they have their insurances, all this in place.
Right. Right. Okay. That's what I was just wondering because I was surprised to see that statement there.
Actually officially opened in last April, and they're still, I think this year now, finally getting a board. So it's still in process. Mm. So it's quite a big thing.
It's been a long journey, I guess.
Huge for that college. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. And you also represent another psychology group called Dalton Associates.
Yes.
So do you work under them, or you just represent them here in Muskoka? How does that work?
Wow. It's kind of like a separate part of my practice. So okay. I work under them and with them,
okay.
both. Mm-hmm. And the cool part about that is that people are able to access their extended health care insurance because okay. it's a psychological service. Mm-hmm. And at the moment in Muskoka, we don't have a resident psychologist, right. regrettably. Mm-hmm. So people then can come to, there's about four of us in the area that okay. are under Dalton. Mm-hmm. And they can access their extended health care insurance so they can use that money okay. to pay for services. And what it means is that we're supervised and we have regular supervision. We're also under their psychological college and wing. So, yeah,
okay,
it
good.
Provides a great service
a great
for
service
Muskoka,
for the area.
For sure.
Absolutely. That's great. So we're just going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with Elke Schultz.